When I was 12 years old, my grandfather invited me to spend the weekend with him. And I was so excited because I was pretty sure he was going to give me a shotgun. That was the family tradition, and he'd done that to my older brothers. But when it was my turn, he gave me a pair of binoculars. And then he took me on a bird walk, and he said, "Listen." And that's when my world opened up to birdsong. I grew up on a farm in western Massachusetts, and he lived in Connecticut in the suburbs. And after this magical weekend where suddenly my ears were opened up to bird music, I had to go back to my rural farm where there were no birds, I thought. And when we got out of the car, there was an orchestra and a symphony, and I had never heard it before, but there it was. Particularly in the spring when the birds are fresh back from migration and their males are ready to set up territories, everybody is singing like mad. And April and May are the times to really listen to the choruses of birds, especially early in the morning. So you can just step out of your door anywhere in Maine and enjoy the music. What are they saying? They're saying, "Don't even think about it," to the males, and "Hey, baby," to the females. My name is Nat Wheelwright. I teach biology at Bowdoin College in Brunswick, Maine, and that is music that moves me.
Special thanks to Bowdoin Professor Robert Greenlee for mixing the music of birds with the music of the Beatles for this Music That Moves Me audio diary. Music That Moves Me is a series celebrating National Music on Public Radio Month. To find out more, go to mpbn.net. Music That Moves Me is made possible in part by Garant Marketing, celebrating the role of music in your life and on public radio.